Yes, Kelly, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Overrun with Kellys, I am. The Facebook thing. Yes. We have found nobody who received a message so far that they are one of the 45 or 47,000.
Yeah.
Is it just taking a little longer for the Facebook messages to get through?
It could do, if you think about the fact that there's millions of people in the US who've been impacted by this. So very often when Facebook are, say if they're unveiling a new feature, what they'll do is they'll do it in drips and drabs. So we sometimes get things first here and then eventually it'll trickle down to us. So I would imagine people will be getting them over the next few days if they have been impacted. What Facebook have said they will do is, not just for those impacted by this, but everybody with a Facebook account, you will notice a link at the top of your newsfeed now, which will give you information on what applications have access to your information. So whether that is your date of birth, all that kind of stuff, you can see who has what and then take it back if you don't want them to have it anymore. So that could be happening to everyone
yesterday. Would that not be good practice anyway? Now that we've worked out this is going on, they can all go and take a jump if they think they're keeping your information.
So this is my favourite thing about this story, right? So on the day that the Cambridge Analytica story broke, I came into studio with Pat and I went through my entire Facebook archive with Pat and I talked him through it. That information was accessible to me that day and it was accessible to me 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. It's always been there. What they're doing now is putting it front and centre of everybody's minds, basically putting the onus on you as a Facebook user to go through it. This is what Mark Zuckerberg is saying. He's basically saying, look, we built a tool for you. We gave you access to this tool. You didn't pay attention to who was doing what with your information.
Silly, silly people.
So I'm sorry, but it's kind of your fault.
Now, the other thing that he's doing that's quite clever is, I don't know the exact valuation of Facebook at the moment, but we are
loads.
A big company with thousands of employees around the world and many, many very wealthy shareholders.
Uh-huh.
It's all poor little me, and I didn't realise that this could go wrong. And the bold people did this.
The bold
and he's
boys.
He's like a little college student who's desperately trying to convince the world that he's been taken advantage of.
Yeah, 100%. So he's appearing before the US Congress tomorrow and the next day to kind of give insight into what happened with the whole Cambridge Analytica thing. And his testimony, his 7-page testimony was put up online. And I've read through it. I've read through the 7 pages. And there are some really interesting lines in here that kind of made me tut and go, ah, here, really? So within the first few paragraphs, he says, Facebook is an idealistic and optimistic company. Grant, we get that. He's saying it's clear now that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used from harm. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. Now, I read through this and I was like, how are you only coming to this realization now? Facebook has been around for a long time.
It makes it sound like he's been playing foosball in his office for the last 5 years.
Well, kind of, yeah. And, you know, they're saying that they made changes to Facebook 4 years ago that meant another Cambridge Analytica couldn't happen to the same extent. So what happened with Cambridge Analytica is I took part in a quiz, just say for argument's sake, I took part in it. And because you and I are friends on Facebook, your information was also given to the company that ran that quiz. So that's how that happened. In 2014, Facebook locked that down. So that's not the case now. However, you know, there's nothing to say that revelations aren't going to come out in another 4 years. That'll look at how we share information.
But as sure as night follows day, there have been other quizzes and other information scrapings have gone on, and
yep.
And people's information is out there because we let's face it, we all became lax.
Absolutely, we did. And like the thing is, again, Facebook in his testimony, Mark Zuckerberg outlines the changes that they've made, and they're saying that they're going to safeguard the platform, and they're going to remove developers' access from our data if we haven't used the apps within 3 months. This is still Facebook making decisions on our behalf.
Mm.
Like, this is what I want to get across to people. People think that, you know, that Facebook have learned their lesson now. He's
no,
going around
they
saying
they have not learned.
They haven't at all. What's going to change is there's going to be an ongoing audit. They're going to look at who's using what information. But you could argue that this would be the case anyway with the introduction of GDPR, that really boring, boring regulation that's coming into place on May 25th. That's going to look at who uses our information anyway.
Mm.
But I don't know. Look, I've read through it. I'm not overly impressed, to be completely honest with you.
It,
I think
it might be a spectacular delivery, which is unlikely, but could be the
monotone.
Case. Lots of texts coming in. 53106, the number, if you want to get a tech question in for Jess Kelly. We've one here from 41-year-old Jonathan Healy of Cork, who says that the N button has stopped working on his MacBook Pro. And what do I need to do about that?
You bash it with your fist and then hopefully it'll bounce out.
It's weird. It's really annoying.
Do you have a new Mac?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So this is something that I was reading up on. I don't know what made me click on a link yesterday, but it's just we're obviously linked some way on the same wavelength. But if you get a knife and you dig it out, there's loads of people who are giving out that the N key and then the space bar are getting jammed. It's because they tried to make it so slick and so
neat.
It's
really thin. Yeah.
It's really thin. But the issue is that there's not enough bounce in a button.
So technically what you're telling me to do with my computer is attack it with a knife.
Knife it. If that doesn't work, whack it. I'm pretty sure that's the technical solution. If it is a new device, though, it should still be under warranty, so you can get on to your local CompuB, who are the premium Apple retailer in Ireland.
Very good. I should follow. I'll maybe follow that if the knife thing doesn't work. Alan, good morning to you. Alan, my wife is going to get a Huawei P10 Lite. Would you recommend that just for the personal use?
I would recommend that or the Huawei P10 Lite, which is also a great phone.
What's the one you were talking about earlier? That's the
P20. So that's kind of the next generation. So for those who don't know, very often Huawei will do light versions of their premium phones. The P10 was a good phone. Now, it didn't blow me away, but the P10 Lite is good in that it has a good camera, good battery life, good features, but it's significantly cheaper than the high-end phones. If your wife is looking for a Huawei, though, I would highly recommend the Huawei P Smart. This is a phone that costs $229 on pay as you go. So that's all you're paying for it. And it is excellent. I've recommended it to at least three of my friends in the last 2 weeks, one of whom actually took my advice and bought it and is delighted
with
it now.
That's very rare that one of your friends would take your advice.
Listen, I know nobody listens to me.
This is a very Irish text. Joe's in Waterford. Good morning, Joe. My Sony experience is destroyed with a virus. Could I get rid of it and how, please?
The phone or the virus?
Is it Xperia, a phone or a computer? It's a phone, isn't
it? The Xperia, yeah.
So, Xperia, probably, yeah. So autocorrect.
Yeah, so the Xperia. So what you can do is, it depends on how old the phone is. If you download the AVG antivirus app, it's free to download. Download that, run it on your phone and see if you can track down what the virus is. I do know a few people who were downloading an application that's not strictly illegal but not strictly legal to try and stream TV, and this then brought a whole host of viruses onto their devices.
You have to be so careful with that streaming stuff.
You have
you?
To be so careful. Like, the benefit of it is great because you get access to loads of TV channels,
but
and all the
that's
rest.
One click. And I've had this conversation in my house where Roblox was being played, but by God, there's a lot of banner ads that could be clicked and God knows where they bring you.
It just takes one careless thumbprint to download a virus onto your phone. So I would go AVG, and if that doesn't work, you may have to get a new phone. Sometimes these things are so ingrained on the device. Get in touch with people like Back from the Future here on Angel Street in Dublin. They're great at kind of doing an MOT on your phone, so they may be able to help you out too.
I care for an elderly man who was on Vodafone. He heard ads on the radio about an offer from Carphone Warehouse, €30 a month. He went down, came out with an offer for €40 a month, but he can't use the phone. He can't see the screen. Is there a cooling off period he could get out of this? I'm presuming there is. There's normally 2 weeks, isn't there?
It depends very much on what you signed, like what contract you signed. There usually is, but you just don't know. It does take a bit of goodwill as well. But what I would say to that person, if you can email me, patkenny@newstalk.com, or one of the email addresses that I tried to remember, patkenny@newstalk.com, get in touch with me and I will contact them on your behalf and hopefully we'll sort it out.
Can you recommend a phone for kids? My 11-year-old has started walking home from school, so this is purely for safety reasons, but it needs to appeal to her as well. Definitely something I'm in control of. Thank you.
Okay, so what I would recommend you do is get one of the low-end Android phones. You can get them from anywhere between 70 and 120 quid. I'd again recommend some of the Huawei ones. The Y6 is a good starter phone. Then once you get the phone, set it up yourself and associate it with a Gmail account that you control. So that way then you get eyes on what applications are on the phone. And then you can also delete things if you don't want it on. Your child will still have full privacy in terms of messaging and all that kind of stuff, but if there is another case of SimSimi or another app that's going around that's associated with cyberbullying and you don't want your child to have access to it, you can see that they have it and then delete it.
Okay, lots of questions coming in. You'll probably get more of them on Twitter as well later on.
I'm guessing
when they do come in. Your email address again?
patkenny@newstalk.com or techtalk@newstalk.com. I have about a million of them.
And the programme Sunday night is on at
6 o'clock on Sunday. It's called Tech Talk, I think.
It's a pop quiz. Jess Kelly, thank you very much indeed.